cowboy boots outside your front door will keep a lot of sexual predators away.
Huh, that's a good one. We're talking on InfoTrack with Clint Emerson, who is a retired Navy SEAL, and his book is 100 Deadly Skills Survival Edition. Clint, we all deal with going to movies or concerts or whatever, and one of your tips is to survive a human stampede. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the human stampede sounds probably odd, but with all the social unrest that's been going on, it's all about staying upright. When you got a large group of people that are emotionally charged, it tends to turn into a mess. The biggest killer in these situations is suffocation. And so the idea is you want to stay on your feet, you want to get a good fighting stance, you want to get your arms up to protect your thoracic. Your arms aren't up because you're going to get in a fight. They're up to give you space so that your chest cavity doesn't get crushed. And the same thing applies if you get knocked down onto the ground. You want to roll up into a ball. You're rolling up into a ball, one, you'd rather have people trip over you than step on you, but bigger one is you don't want your chest against the ground. So if you're in a ball, your knees to your chest, it's protecting your airway, and you don't want to suffocate in something that really is going to last for minutes. You have to get to the outskirts of these crowds, find gaps, and make your way to the edge so that you can escape the crowd altogether. And you definitely want to stay away from barricades and other even walls or whatever that you could get smashed up against. And if it's a riot situation where there's law enforcement involved, your natural tendency might be if you're an innocent person wrapped up in this, you might run to the law enforcement. This is the one time you do not want to run towards law enforcement because you might be considered a protester and get hit over the head.
One of your other tips, survival skills, is to use a flashlight as a tactical tool.
You know, there's people that either support weapons or guns or not, but the reality is you need something. So a large flashlight, one that's for your home or for the vehicle, preferably one that's made out of aluminum or steel. One, you can use it to search your home. Use the light as something to blind an adversary. You can use it also to, you know, hit them over the head. A lot of your newer flashlights these days, especially tactical ones, have a serrated lens. You know, it's meant to basically hit somebody in the face with and cut them. So it's either to blind them, you can hit them, you can use it to search what's going on inside your home, because I'm a big proponent. If someone's inside your home, do not turn on your lights. Leave it completely blacked out because you know your blueprint and you don't want to give that advantage to the bad guys, give them the ability to see you or see their environment. And now with the flashlight, you're basically taking any advantage away from them, because if you turn it on, turn it off quickly and blind them and take their night vision away from them, then it's giving you the advantage.
Of all of the 100 skills in your book, which one do you think is maybe the most unusual but the most useful?
Probably it's unusual, unfortunately, is all the active shooting situations. So I would probably lean towards that, the run, hide, fight. It's a mantra that you should have ingrained in your head. Obviously, all these skills, I hope no one ever has to use, but it's better to know them than not. And run, hide, fight is probably the most applicable to that. When we talk about that, you hear shots fired. Your first goal should be to increase distance from the shooter, which is run. If you cannot run, you know, and you're in a confined space or something, then you want to try and hide, either concealment or cover. Cover stops bullets. Concealment just hides you, doesn't stop anything. It's like hiding behind a curtain. Cover is like hiding behind a cinder block wall, a big planter at the mall, a big structural pillar. These are things that stop bullets. So the idea is if you run, run to cover, and then identify cover, then run to that cover, making your way progressively away from the shooter. And never lose sight of the shooter. Always keep your eye on the shooter. And then if those two don't work or just not viable options, then fighting. And if you're going to fight, team up with other people, grab improvised weapons, and when it's time to fight, you know, you fight like your life depends on it and take the advantage away from the bad guy. What most people don't think about from the predator's point of view is most of these guys are not trained marksmen. They are not trained really in anything. They are usually mentally unhinged or emotionally unstable, and they're coming in for the first time in their life and they're going to start shooting, which means they have a lot of tunnel vision, their adrenaline's flowing, and they really aren't paying attention to anything else other than shooting, which leaves them open to a lot of vulnerabilities. They're never up against a wall the whole time, meaning you can actually tackle these guys from their flanks or from behind. And I think it's just important for people to realize that these guys just, they have more disadvantages than you know, and you have more advantages than you think, even though they have a gun and you don't. It's just a matter of, if you're within 30 feet, then you probably should try and take the dude out than to try and outrun bullets.
A book that could be life-saving. It's 100 Deadly Skills Survival Edition, and the author is retired Navy SEAL Clint Emerson. And you can learn more at his website, which is 100deadlyskills.com. Clint, we want to thank you for joining us today on InfoTrack.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
You're listening to InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know.
It's time to get ready for summer at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Save on great specials for more time in the sun, like 40% off women's swim and cover-ups, and 30 to 40% off sandals, handbags, and more. Level up your cookout game with 50 to 60% off cookware and grilling accessories. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Lowe's knows every project starts with the right tools and equipment. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select battery 2-pack. Plus, save $50 on a V20 string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now only $99. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/29 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
On the average day, over a dozen kids nationwide get emergency treatment for a lawnmower-related injury. How can parents keep their kids safe? InfoTrack's Roy Mackey is back with the story. Roy?
Thanks again, Chris. Our guest is Tracy Meehan, the Manager of Translational Research for the Center for Injury Research and Policy at the Research Institute at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, which recently completed a study of just how dangerous lawnmowers are to kids. So how many kids are injured by lawnmowers each day?
Our study found about 13 children a day were injured seriously enough to be treated in a hospital emergency department for lawnmower-related injuries.
And are most of those injuries minor, meaning they are sent home?
Most of them, fortunately, get to be sent home. For the younger kids in the 1 to 4 year age range, about 1 in 10 were admitted, though, so these can be serious.
Okay, you just mentioned the younger kids. What age ranges are we talking about for these injuries in general?
Our study looked at kids up until they reach 18 years, and we really found kind of two distinct peaks. So there's the 1 to 4 year olds and the 13 to 17 year olds, and they have different injuries. The younger kids tended to be injured more frequently when they were either a passenger on a riding lawnmower or they were a bystander while someone else was mowing, whereas the older kids tend to be injured more when they're actually an operator or using the mower themselves.
Would the more serious injuries be for those who are actually using the mower as opposed to people who are just bystanders hit by debris?
Actually, it depends on the injury. People who were bystanders or passengers were actually 4 times more likely than the operators to have injuries serious enough to require hospitalization. For the younger kids, lawnmowers are not intended to have passengers. And so what can happen is it seems like a fun activity, but then either you take a sharp turn or you hit a bump and the child falls, and they can fall right under where those blades are. Another time that it happens is when, you know, maybe they've been riding as a passenger in the past and they see their parent or somebody on the lawnmower and they run up because they want to get on, not realizing that the person operating the lawnmower can't hear them and they accidentally get backed over. And those can be very serious amputations, unfortunately, things like that. Another big area for the younger children is burns, and it happens when they see the lawnmower and they want to go touch it, and a hot lawnmower looks just the same as a cold lawnmower, so they don't realize how hot they can get. And right after you turn them off or if they're still going, it's so hot it can cause pretty serious burns to young children because their skin is thinner than ours. So making sure they don't think they're toys or they know not to touch them ever is important.
And as far as the injuries to older kids who are actually operating mowers, what kinds of things are typical there?
for those kids, there are a lot of hand and finger injuries as well as leg and foot and toe. So it'll be when maybe they reach down because something's gotten stuck and they don't turn the lawnmower off before they stick their hand in to try and pull something out, or when they run over part of their leg or foot or toe or something shoots out, like a rock or a twig or something like that shoots out. For the older kids, when something shoots out like that, it hits them more in the upper leg area. For the younger kids, when something shoots out, that's actually hitting them right around head level a lot of times. So that's why it's very serious for those kids when those types of injuries happen.
So what kind of advice do you have on ways to prevent injuries from mowers?
For the younger kids, we recommend having a kid-free zone when you're mowing the lawn. So if you have children under 6 years of age, keep them inside whenever you're mowing. You just don't know what's going to be out there, right? Or you don't want them running and not seeing you. For the older kids, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you wait until kids are at least 12 years of age before they use a push mower, and 16 years of age before they use a riding lawnmower. You also want to make sure that you're teaching them the things they can do to keep themselves safe if they're mowing. So making sure that before they mow, they go around and pick up any stones or twigs or any other objects in the grass so nothing gets thrown out, that they wear protective eyewear and sturdy shoes when they mow. While they're mowing, making sure that you're mowing always going forward. And if you have to mow in reverse, you want to make sure you turn around and look behind you before you start backing up.
Good advice from Tracy Meehan from the Center for Injury Research and Policy at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Tracy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That'll do it for this edition of InfoTrack. To learn more about this or previous InfoTrack shows and guests, visit us online at TalkZone.com. InfoTrack is produced by Syndication Networks Corporation. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitty. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Spin for I've been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone, flying blind. I've seen it all, I've been around, I've been lost and I've been found.
Getting down in this town ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. Cowboy.
our bread. That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse, and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they all so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, say the horse.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
She's the one that you Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing.
Helps pay the rent. everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They just might go.
Lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me.
she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Wisconsin Wide, Country Legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Got a little dirt on my boots.
us right off them tonight.
She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted in. As she brought them to their feet, she was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar. Sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of crawling all over the place, she signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut her down. The only thought she entertains is where they are and where she is now. Her old neighbors swear they're certain she slept her way to the top. She knows you don't get where you go unless you got something they ain't got. So she sings to 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Man, that could be us. She's a big star, and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says, if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight.
All aspiring writers are welcome to visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center for Writers Share. Come and share your work, whether it's poetry, stories, or anything else you've written. Admission is free and all writers are encouraged to attend. If you write, you're a writer. The Writers Share group meets the second Wednesday of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. For more information and to stay up to date, visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Facebook page and website. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A nasty tornado tore through Claremore, Oklahoma. This woman lives on a campground and described the scary moment it hit.
We actually had the whole camper twist, and we had several windows blow out, and stuff got sucked back out the windows, of course. So, but we're very fortunate. Some campers are upside down.
A bomb attack on a home supply store in Kharkiv. Ukrainian President Zelensky's again asking Western allies to use the weapons they send to attack targets inside Russia. But the BBC's James Waterhouse tells us
the chances of that at the moment are still slim because fears of a Russian escalation held by the West are still very much running high.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is not complying with the order from the UN's top court to stop its military activities in Rafah.
The whole world is calling on him to stop the war and to bring back the hostages, but Netanyahu doesn't listen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and some thunderstorms around for your Sunday. Afternoon highs will climb to the low to mid 60s and east to southeast wind. Overnight showers and thunderstorms as our lows drop to the middle 50s. More showers for Memorial Day. It's 57 at our studios.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heartache in the night with a alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Oh,
country, and I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. We like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song hanging on. You don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be. Shoot me down, cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you want to do. Hanging on, you don't have to keep me falling like this,